the rest of the story. Most everybody in Cedar Rapids, Iowa knew him. He was Mr. B.H. McKeeby, the town's leading dentist. Dr. McKeeby was a modest, quiet, conservative man, not at all the sort who would boast of himself or his accomplishments, so you can imagine why he was reticent at first when one of his patients, a young man named Gus, asked to paint Dr. McKeeby's portrait. Well, Gus was as much a friend as a patient. He had helped decorate Dr. McKeeby's office and his home. Because Gus's teeth had had no early care, he provided a long-standing professional challenge to Dr. McKeeby, and thus was the symbiotic nature of their relationship. But a portrait? Yeah, Dr. McKeeby wasn't too sure about that. Why would Gus want to paint him anyway? Gus assured the doctor that his face was one of a kind. And those hands, Gus would say, so long and large and strong. Dr. McKeeby was, according to Gus, the ideal artistic subject. And what did Gus have in mind for this portrait? The doctor wanted to know. Well, what Gus had in mind, that is the rest of the story. When Gus confided the theme of his intended painting to Dr. McKeeby, the respectable dentist politely, flatly refused to pose. Gus observed that the doctor was responding out of shyness more than anything else, and that it would make Dr. McKeeby feel any better. Gus assured him he would be painted in such a way that nobody would ever recognize him, and on that condition that he'd not be recognized, still not quite certain how such artistic camouflage was possible, Dr. McKeeby reluctantly agreed to sit for the portrait. Maybe you've guessed the rest. When the painting was finished, everybody, including and especially Dr. McKeeby, did indeed recognize Dr. McKeeby. His atypical pose, in uncharacteristic clothing, nonetheless was insufficient to disguise the foremost dentist of Cedar Rapids. Not even the portrait's anomalous setting could distract from Dr. McKeeby's unmistakable visage. Well, Gus just shrugged. Somehow he had thought that his friend would remain publicly disassociated from the painting. After all, you didn't know it was Dr. McKeeby until right now. For Gus was the artist's nickname. His sister called him that. And his sister also appears in the portrait alongside the family dentist. And just as Gus had promised Dr. McKeeby, he had also promised his sister that she would not be recognized and that the atypical severity of her posed expression would belie her identity as well. Well, in 1930, the Art Institute of Chicago bought Gus's painting for $300, and it hangs there to this day. And over these near 50 years, it has remained perhaps the best known and the most culturally significant masterwork by an American artist. Subsequently, a vehicle for merciless satire, from primetime comedy to cornflakes commercials, the portrait, which appears to depict a stern, solemn-faced, side-by-side Iowa farm couple, had somewhat of a satirical origin itself. For the real-life Iowa farmers of the 30s intuitively sensed the incongruous characterizations without realizing what you now know, that Gus, whom you remember as Grant Wood, simply couldn't find any farmers whose faces pleased him, so he selected his sister and his dentist, Dr. McKeeby, who had never held a pitchfork in his life. Of course you know the portrait as American Gothic, only now you know the rest of the story.